The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome one and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RG Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every day at about 3 o'clock Central Time. Sometimes we go at weird times, like we're doing now, on my Twitter or Periscope. That's at RG Ochoa. You can also watch along live on the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed. If you're a podcast listener, you can listen on all Apple and Android devices. Simply go subscribe to the Blog of the Boys podcast feed. You will get access to all of our shows, which will continue all the way through the Dallas Cowboys offseason. As we get ready for 2019, it is January 18th, Friday, 2019, and man, oh man, is there a lot of news. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, and it's Friday night, so I hope your weekend has gotten off to the right start. Let's kick back, relax, and gather around this campfire like one big happy family and discuss the latest and the greatest in the world of America's team. This has been a very busy week. I was on ESPN San Antonio most of it, and so things have been really busy. We've had you covered all week long at bloggingtheboys.com, and the news of the day: Cowboys offensive coordinator Scott Linehan is no more. The Dallas Cowboys officially moving on from Scott Linehan on Friday. It was announced the Cowboys firing him, and there's a lot to figure out how to, you know, sort of unpack all of this. Let's go. If you could react to the Scott Linehan firing in one word, what would your word be? Your answers on Twitter, Periscope, and BTB's Facebook live feed. What would that word be? I'm sure we're going to get some colorful answers. This is something that a lot of people have wanted. Michael Pena says, amen. Kendall says, overdue. We've got an answer. Finally, fantastic, awesome, yes, necessary, amazing. Yes is a very common one. Phenomenal. Rejoice, Jesse says on BTB's Facebook live feed. Alfonso says, ecstatic. Now, look, let's be very, very clear. Let's be very honest. We never, ever, in any sort of work of life, realm of life, want anybody to lose their job. It's always a sad thing, an unfortunate thing, when anybody loses their job. And so nobody is celebrating hardship befalling Scott Linehan. I think we all wish him the best in his life, and we all certainly want to see Scott Linehan have success. It's just unfortunate that it did not happen with the Cowboys. This was a move that honestly should have happened a long time ago, I think everybody believes. Scott Linehan's offense has been really absent for a long time. The Cowboys, you know, they won 11 games, if you count the playoff victory over the Seattle Seahawks this past season, and 10 of those victories were only by one score. And you think about that, and with one of the NFL, think about that, with one of the NFL's best defenses, the Cowboys won 10 of 11 games by one score. And that says a lot about how this offense couldn't do a lot. I think that we all believe that had the Cowboys offense had somebody different running it, that they would have been able to put games away a little bit easier, and they would have been in games that they lost. They might have been able to contend with the Los Angeles Rams. They might not have gotten skunked in Indianapolis. They might have beaten the Tennessee Titans back on Monday Night Football. They might have beaten the Houston Texans back on Sunday Night Football. There's a lot to, you know, wonder and think about, and that's probably why the Cowboys ultimately fired him. I think it needs to be said that this is a very interesting move for the legacy of Jason Garrett and who Jason Garrett is and his role within the Cowboys, because Jason Garrett is somebody who people have said is a puppet and has no control, etc. And it was going to say a lot about Jason Garrett's influence within the Cowboys' brain trust and front office if Scott Linehan was retained. And just because Scott Linehan was fired doesn't show or say that Jason Garrett has no saying. But you look at this, and on Monday on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Jason Garrett was asked if he expected Scott Linehan to return. He said, "I do." He didn't get married, but he did say, "I do." And we learned today from his statement, from Scott Linehan's statement after the Cowboys fired him, that Jason Garrett let him go on Wednesday. So you're talking about 48 hours after Jason Garrett told 105.3 The Fan that he did expect Scott Linehan to stay, he fired him. And so, I mean, sure, does Jason Garrett have to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Absolutely not. But this has been a weird week for Jason Garrett. And I say that because you can think whatever you want about Jason Garrett in terms of his abilities as a coach and as a football mind. But one thing Jason Garrett absolutely is very polished in front of the media. Jason Garrett is not a coach who gets razzled or who gets sort of put off his guard by being behind a microphone. Yet this week, we saw that from Jason Garrett. This week, Jason Garrett actually snapped at Clarence Hill in his press conference on Monday. He was asked about schemes, and he said, "Well, could you describe the scheme to me?" And that's a really aggressive way to answer a question. And so this was obviously a very sensitive subject and a very sensitive issue for Jason Garrett, and that's kind of what happened here. So now the Cowboys are offensive coordinator-less and need to find one. Maybe they have their eyes on somebody who will be competing this weekend in the conference championships. We do not know, but there are a lot of options when it comes to offensive coordinator. This was a very interesting report that came out today on Friday. Bobby Belt, field producer for NFL Network, host of Cowboys Cast, and friend of the show, Bobby Belt had a report today that in the Week 17 victory for the Dallas Cowboys in New York, that Scott Linehan did not have as much to do with that offensive game plan, and that the people who actually had a lot to do with it were Jason Garrett himself, Doug Nussmeier, the Cowboys tight ends coach, Sanjay Lal, the Cowboys receivers coach, and Dak Prescott himself. And you'll remember that the Cowboys had a lot of offensive success in New York. In fact, it was one of the best statistical days of Dak Prescott's career. And so when you look to who could be the heir at offensive coordinator for the Cowboys, you certainly look at Doug Nussmeier. You certainly look at his abilities and his relationships on the Cowboys. Doug Nussmeier, people forget, was Amari Cooper's offensive coordinator at Alabama. There are options. There are certainly names that people like. Dan Campbell and Joe Lombardi of the New Orleans Saints are names. One name, and we need to just wipe this off of the conversation here on Ocho Live. We talked about this on Friday on ESPN San Antonio. Do not be the person that is suggesting that either Tony Romo or Jason Witten should be the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. Do not be that person. Please, we are begging you. We don't need any of those people. We don't need that opinion. That opinion does not make sense, because here's the thing. It's very possible that Tony Romo or Jason Witten, for that matter, could be great football minds. It's totally possible that they could be great football coaches. That exists in the world of possibilities. However, we have no idea whether that would happen or not. To say that they would just automatically, you know, it's been a long time since we threw out some blocks on Periscope. Let's get that out of here. One block. But even if you believed that Tony Romo could become a coach for the Dallas Cowboys and ascend the ranks quickly enough to be a bright mind right away, even if that was possible, which would be very difficult, but is possible, this would be the pitch to Tony Romo. Okay, this would be the pitch. "Hey, Tony, look, I know that you are making some nice scratch working for CBS. I know that you have one of the cushiest jobs in the world of analyzing professional football in the United States of America. I know that you get to travel the country every week and go to the best steakhouses and the best bars and try the best scotch and do everything you want in places like Boston and Denver and all these great cities that America has to offer. I know that you get to be worshipped every week by the television audience. I know that you get to hang out with Jim Nance and Tracy Wolfson and go to the Masters and go to the Final Four. I know you got all that going on. But check this out, Tony. Here's what I'm going to offer you instead. You could make far less money, and you could work significantly more hours, and you could risk the entire world of Cowboys Nation starting to hate you if you suck, and you can do this all in the name of helping the guy, Dak Prescott, who took your job. You could do this and just help that guy win the Super Bowl. I know that you didn't get a chance to do that and that sucks, but you could help him do it. Doesn't that sound awesome, Tony? Doesn't that sound like something you would give up everything you've got going on in order to chase? Why wouldn't you do that? Because you're not ridiculous. That's why Tony Romo would not do it. The idea to suggest that Tony Romo should be the offensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys is, you know, Mike Fisher, the great Mike Fisher from 105 Through the Fan, put it in coloring book terms. It is akin to believing that Santa Claus is real. It's not a possibility. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't hold water. It doesn't have anything to do with reality. So please, no more Tony Romo to the offensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys ticks. Now, let's discuss legitimate options. Again, Doug Nussmeier is a very legitimate option because he knows what the Cowboys want to do. He knows Jason Garrett. He knows Dak Prescott. He knows Amari Cooper. Somebody else, James Coley, is another option. Obviously, somebody who has familiarity with the way the Cowboys like to run things. His time at the University of Miami. That is an interesting option. There are a lot of names. And there was the report from Ed Werder that the Cowboys inquired about a prominent offensive mind, offensive assistant coach this week, and that person was scooped up. I think we all believe that to be John DeFilippo, who went to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But either way, there's a lot of options. A lot of you are pointing out the option that Ed Werder floated out tonight on Friday night, and that would be Scott Turner, who is the quarterback coach of the Carolina Panthers, who is Norv Turner's son. Scott Turner has worked with Cam Newton. A lot of people have equated his game to Dak Prescott's over the years, and that's a name. But, you know, To trust somebody to be your offensive coordinator, that's a big ask. That's a big risk. That's a big thing. And if Jason Garrett does not get a contract extension over the offseason, you're talking about Jason Garrett trusting the state of his career because this is a contract year for him. You're talking about him trusting the state of his career to a younger person, a younger coach, in a really important spot because let's be real here. The Dallas Cowboys are expecting big things from the Cowboys offense because they did not get that in 2018. And if they don't see those improvements, obviously they are probably going to think about making a change. That would stand to reason. Again, unless Jason Garrett were to get some sort of extension over the offseason. I think right now, if I had to guess, if I had to put my eggs in a certain basket, and let's go your predictions on Twitter, Periscope, and BTB's Facebook live feed, who you believe will be the Cowboys offensive coordinator, not who you want, if you had to put all your eggs, maybe not all your eggs, let's talk like 8 of your 10 eggs, not all of them. If you had to put a majority of your eggs in one basket, which basket are you putting them in? I would put mine in Doug Nussmeier's. That's the way I think this thing is ultimately going to shake out. He has enough familiarity with the Cowboys. He has enough familiarity with Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, Jason Garrett. I think that's really valuable in a situation like all of this has sort of created for the Cowboys. So Doug Nussmeier would be the basket that I place all of my eggs in. Saman says 1 of 10 eggs in Tony Romo, I think was the comment. And again, we've already addressed the Tony Romo issue. Roe, on Periscope says, first choice would be Doug Nussmeier, second choice would be James Coley. And look, is Doug Nussmeier a sexy name? No. Sergio Ramirez, good friend of the show on Periscope, says LeBron James, our offensive coordinator. You know, LeBron might be free in the fall. I mean, honestly, NBA Finals are over in June, so he might be free. But Nussmeier's not a sexy name, but I think that it's worth saying out loud that there will obviously be some change. The Cowboys aren't just going to retread this whole thing and run this whole thing back. They didn't fire Scott Linehan for that reason. I think that the Cowboys are going to work their offense similar to the way we saw them work it against the Giants in Week 17. That's obviously the goal. The question on Periscope, is Sanjay Law going to get any consideration? I think Sanjay Law should get some consideration. Let's start there. I think Sanjay certainly has offensive potential. He's certainly a very, very detailed mind when it comes to how offense is run and how he likes his receivers to play and practice, etc. But where I hesitated is I do believe that it technically makes sense to evaluate and consider everybody that's currently on your offensive staff, which does include Kellen Moore. Now, let's be very clear here. I don't believe that Kellen Moore should be the offensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys, but I do believe that it would, in one line of logic, make sense to talk to everybody on your staff. If the Cowboys decided to fire Scott Linehan only to promote Kellen Moore to the position of offensive coordinator, what are you doing? That would be ridiculous. But Kellen Moore, for what it's worth, according to The Athletic in a report on Friday, will return to the Cowboys as their quarterback's coach, so he will, at the very least, be on this staff next season. And I also think the reason that the Nussmeier, you know, pick, if you want to call it that, makes sense to me, is let's look at what we know so far about the state of the Dallas Cowboys offensive coaching style. And we're talking Friday night, so if you're listening or watching on Saturday morning or Sunday evening, whatever the case may be, this is as a Friday night. As a Friday night, we know a few things. Number one, in sequence, Mark Colombo is returning to the Cowboys as their offensive line coach. Okay, that we know for sure. We also know now that Kellen Moore is going to stay on as the Cowboys quarterbacks coach. Okay, that we know for sure. We also can deduce that Doug Nussmeier and Sanjay Lal, because their names are being floated out, aren't going anywhere. So at the very least, you have your offensive line coach, your quarterbacks coach, your tight ends coach, and your receivers coach all returning for a season. If you have your entire offensive staff almost secured already, then whatever offensive coordinator you bring in, whether it's James Coley, whether it's Joe Lombardi, whether it's Dan Campbell, whatever you want to say, he's not going to be able to fill his staff in at all. He's not going to be able to hire anybody. He's not going to be able to do whatever he wants, because this whole staff is set up. And that's why if you're looking at the way things could go, if you're reading the tea leaves, it does make sense that it would be an internal person, because the Cowboys are keeping so many things the same. Obviously, things could shock us. Friday shocked us a bit because the Cowboys actually fired Scott Linehan 4 days after Jason Garrett told the world that he would not. But my eggs would be in the Doug Nussmeier basket, and I think that's okay. I think that that's certainly worth, worth rolling the dice on. I think that you can maybe make some hay with that. I think that you can maybe catch some fire with that. Is that, again, a sexy name? No, we know that. We know that Doug Nussmeier is not a sexy name, but it does make sense for a lot of reasons. And it had, you look at the way the Cowboys were, and I think this was sort of a culmination of both the 2017 and 2018 seasons. The Cowboys offense these last two seasons has been terrible. Has been awful, has been stagnant. I mean, and I've said this many different times, but at one point last season in 2017, you'll remember when the Cowboys went to Atlanta, the Chaz Green game, the week after that they lost at home to the Philadelphia Eagles. That was the worst loss ever in AT&T Stadium's history. That was the night that Jerry Jones was celebrated for going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And the week after that, the Cowboys lost to the Los Angeles Chargers on Thanksgiving. Those three games in a row, the Cowboys failed to score in the double digits. It was the first time in Dallas Cowboys franchise history that in three consecutive games, they scored in the single digits. That had never happened. They had never gone at least three games in franchise history scoring in the single digits. That was literally a low for them that they had never reached. We're talking about one of the NFL's most storied and tradition-rich teams. And that happened, and the Cowboys still somehow, some way, brought Scott Linehan back. Not only did the Cowboys bring Scott Linehan back for the 2018 season, but they gave him more authority. They gave him more control. They allowed him to get rid of Derek Dooley and other guys. They allowed him to promote Kellen Moore and things like that. This had to happen. There had to be some sort of fall guy here, and it made sense that it would be Scott Linehan. The Cowboys' offense has been lethargic again. It's been absent. It's been broken. Whatever verbiage you want to use, it has been that. While it does make sense, it is very shocking. And I go back to what a weird week it was for Jason Garrett in front of a camera, because on Monday he said, I do expect, you know, Scott Linehan to be back. And so for Jason Garrett to go on that bold of a limb, knowing the way the world would react, and then a few hours later in his press conference, he played dumb, so he didn't remember what he said, and then for him to have fired him 2 days later and be calling around to a mysterious offensive assistant coach, it's a very, 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 very weird situation. There was a report, you know, Jerry and Steven have been on The Fan this week talking about how they don't want to settle for something. They want to go at it this offseason. They don't want to be another Cowboys team that goes to the playoffs and misses the playoffs. And to me, the vibe certainly reads that way. It certainly does read like Jerry Jones and Steven Jones had had enough, that they finally said, okay, somebody has to atone for these sins, and it was just Scott Linehan. It was his time at this particular moment. And there does seem to be an inclination to change the way things roll. It would have been just insanity if the Cowboys had decided to roll things back the way they were for another go at it in 2019, yet they decided they didn't want to do that. And so ultimately, it makes sense to do this. Mike on Periscope says, shout out to Steven Jones, man. I agree. I think if you're attributing the credit, if you want to call it that, for this move, for the Scott Linehan move. And again, it's so unfortunate to praise it because somebody did lose their job, and that is a tragic thing. But if you want to attribute the credit somewhere, some way, it is definitely in the direction of Stephen Jones because somebody had had enough. And it definitely doesn't seem like it was the guy who on Monday morning said he expected to bring Scott Linehan back. So Stephen Jones and co. seemingly feel like they have had enough. So while I think it does make sense for Doug Nussmeier to be the guy because he is an internal voice, I think this is potentially a symptom of who the Cowboys are going to be this offseason. We could see a Cowboys team that is hungrier, that is more devoted, that is more risk-taking, that is more willing to do some things that weren't as conventional or as inside of the box as they have been. There was a comment a little while ago on Periscope about Earl Thomas. I don't know that the Cowboys maybe make a swing at Earl Thomas, but maybe they are more aggressive in free agency this year. It's worth saying out loud again that the Cowboys do not have a first-round draft pick. So if the Cowboys are going to be this team that already is going to change offensive philosophies. Maybe you're not going to change drastically because maybe it is Doug Nussmeier, maybe it is Sanjay Lal, maybe Jason Garrett does call the plays, but the fact remains that you are going to a certain degree switch offensive philosophies. That's already a hurdle you have to overcome entering the 2019 season. If that's going to be the case, you got to load up, man. You got to get ready. You got to go to battle. You got to go to war. You got to get some guys that are going to help you on the offensive side of the ball. You got to go attack this thing and get some free agents in here because the personnel you have, Scott Linehan aside, wasn't enough. And we learned that. And the Cowboys are going to have to take care of their own in free agency first. They're going to have to pay DeMarcus Lawrence if they want to keep him. If the rumors are true that Zeke Elliott wants his own contract extension, they're going to have to figure out a way to do that. And there are a lot of people who don't want to hear this, but the Cowboys are very likely going to extend Dak Prescott, and he's probably going to be making something like $30 million a year. And I know that you hear that, and you freak out, and you don't want to believe it. This week I tweeted, if you follow me, you likely saw it, Dak Prescott's career statistics compared to Derek Carr's first three seasons with the Oakland Raiders. And you look at what Derek Carr did in his first three seasons, and Dak Prescott has kind of outperformed it. Why is it relevant what Derek Carr did in his first three seasons? Because after Derek Carr's first three seasons, the Oakland Raiders made him the highest paid player in NFL history. Did Derek Carr deserve to become the highest paid player in NFL history? No, nobody thinks that. But welcome to economics. Welcome to market rate. Welcome to the way business works. If there's a quarterback, and if he's going to get paid, he's going to get paid a lot of money, more than he probably deserves, but that's what you got to pay for quarterbacks. So Dak Prescott is probably going to make something like $30 million a year. And as much as you don't want to acknowledge it, it makes sense. It's the right move. It feels like a lot, but in 2 years when the salary cap's risen by $25 million, nobody will care because it will look like a bargain. It will feel prickly at the time, and people will complain, and people will be mad, but those are the same people who want Tony Romo to be the offensive coordinator of the team, so ultimately, it all washes out. This was a very, very, very intense day for the Dallas Cowboys, but a promising one and a somber one because they did have to let somebody who they respect go. And we put Scott Linehan's statement up on bloggingtheboys.com if you want to go read it. He exited with class. And Scott Linehan, you know, there was a time, I think it is worth saying, and if you've followed the Cowboys for a while, you know this, a handful of years. I know we have some people who are still kind of new when it comes to following the Cowboys, but the 2014 season was Scott Linehan's year, man. That was the year of Scott Linehan. In 2014, everybody was chirping and singing for the Cowboys to hand the reins from Bill Callahan to Scott Linehan. Scott Linehan had his big old portfolio book with the calculator on the back, and he was the apple of every Cowboys fan's eye. And it was awesome. It was awesome. But ultimately, things happen. Life happens. Time happens. And, you know, you can't be the best forever. And that's what happened to Scott Linehan. So we wish him well, fare thee well, Scott Linehan. Appreciate the good times. Hope you land on your feet somewhere soon. We will see who the Cowboys have as their offensive coordinator, likely soon enough, although maybe it is somebody who is still playing in the NFL playoffs. Obviously, four teams left. Maybe the Cowboys are waiting for the right time to make their move. Again, I have to believe that they will know soon enough with the Senior Bowl coming up. They'll obviously be coaching in the Pro Bowl. But lots of things happening already to the point that they're going to need their offensive coordinator, so it would make sense for them to get somebody as soon as possible. When that happens, we will have you covered at bloggingtheboys.com. We'll be here on Ocho Live to talk about it all. Hope you're having a great Friday night whenever you're listening to this, a great Saturday, a great Sunday, whatever the case may be. We will be back on Saturday to talk about the latest, because it just feels like news is going to keep happening. Welcome to the offseason. Welcome to the offseason with the Dallas Cowboys, where things are always wild. Enjoy your weekend, whether you're watching some Netflix, getting ready for the conference championships, if it's cold outside, whatever you got going on, man, we hope it is a blast. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Hey, I'm Anil Dash, and I'm the host of a new show called Function from the Vox Media Podcast Network and Glitch. This season, we're talking with experts about why our voting machines are so bad and how that might hurt our elections. We'll also talk with an animator to find out how popular dances from the real world end up in video games. And we're going to tackle the biggest question in tech: why do so many celebrities use screenshots from that Apple Notes app to make their public apologies when they screw up? You can find new episodes of Function every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And thanks to Microsoft Azure for sponsoring Function.